Well, as you heart dwellers possibly noticed, there have been a couple times when video on Mercy for the comet has been put up and taken down, and I'm going to explain to you exactly why, just so you won't be mystified. And I have a confession to make. You know how restless you get when things are dry? You're waiting for something to happen, and there's no rain, no flowers, just dry, dusty dirt day after day in prayer. You're waiting, waiting, waiting for a sign, for more news, more proof, etc., etc. And we get restless. Well, I got restless. I won't put it on you. Let's just say I got impatient and started getting curious. We have some wonderful people on our channel that are. When they find something good, they like to share it. And most of the time, the Lord doesn't want me following up on links, but I got a little, shall we say, a little tempted and followed up on links anyway. I started checking them and a couple that someone had sent me. And I ran across a few that seemed very plausible and decided to listen to them. Well, conflict came up. What Jesus told me and that what they were told seemed to conflict, and I began to question the Lord. Oh, how sad he must have been when I started doing that. He's been so faithful to us all these 25, 28 years, doing what he said he'd do, always doing what he promised. How could I do that? How could I be so insecure and question him? Well, didn't I tell you guys that he chose me for this mission because I was the worst example of faithfulness and virtue he could find? The most fickle, the least well-equipped. In this way, whatever good is done, he'll get the credit for. And I've told you this over and over again, because it's true. And he did it because he wants you to know that whatever your faults or flaws are, you couldn't be worse than me. And if he can use me, he can use you. So if you wondered why I took this video down twice now, you'll understand I had first discerned it was the Lord. But I'd been getting hammered by my curiosity and conflicting opinions and information. Come on, my dear veteran listeners, let me have it. I totally deserve it. Claire, didn't the Lord tell you not to listen to news and the prophets? Yep, he sure did. Guilty as charged. And when I did, I began to question the sequence of events in this video and took it down for more discernment. I called in more people to discern it. Well, let's just say this message has been through the discernment mill. And all I can say is that it's been tested and I'm standing by it. So it's going back up. And as a matter of fact, I don't care how it disagrees with this one or that one. To the best of my knowledge, this was Jesus talking, and I'm standing by it. And remembering back last September when everyone said the world was going to collapse with the Jewish feasts, and the Lord came right up front and told me, I think it was on the 31st of August, nothing will happen during September. And nothing did happen. It was a relatively quiet month. Certainly the world didn't fall apart. I got a lot of flack for that one, I'll tell you. A lot of fire. Chastised by a lot of different people for discouraging God's people by saying it wasn't going to happen in September. But the Lord didn't want people running around like chickens with their head cut off in confusion. So he brought it up, and that's all I do when I come into prayer, when I present a message to you. It's from him, and he brought it up, not me. That said, I'm only human, and while we all get a lift out of prophetic words and understanding how things are going to take place, that is not the most important thing to the Lord's heart right now. He's concerned with the salvation of souls and your faithfulness to him, living a life that is a witness to his dwelling in you, and using the gifts that you've been given to touch other souls before the time comes when it's too late. That's why we focus more on personal holiness and reaching out to others than prophecy And I get four times as many hits on the prophetic words as I do on the words on personal holiness. And, you know, I could really exploit that if I were dishonest, just so I'd get more hits. But I don't care about hits. What I care about is getting the message the Lord has out to you. And this is what He wants. He wants us to focus more on personal holiness and reaching out to others. And every once in a while, He'll give us some prophecy. So I only bring prophetic words forth when they're given. The rest of the time, I share my weaknesses and God's strengths holding me up so that even the worst among you will feel they have a chance because I am so lacking. So a couple of lessons were learned here. First, don't go poking around into what others are saying. You'll get a good case of spiritual indigestion. And don't question what you know is God-given with your human reasoning, trying to make it fit just right. And thirdly, you are only human. And even the best and most experienced believers have made errors in discernment. So the two things I'm really sure of, guys, are the Dome of the Rock destruction and Miami. Those I know were from the Lord. And unless He changes something, I'm standing by those. And this recent one about the comet, to the best of my understanding, is also from the Lord. And He is going to mitigate some of the judgment because of the repentance. And He is holding back the events minute by minute. So where is the comet going to come from and when? I don't know. And unless He tells me, I'm not going to get curious about it again. God help me. Even Ezekiel was saying, that looks interesting on the comet. Let's watch that. No, 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 no. I think I've learned my lesson. Pray for me, guys. All I know is that it is coming. This 2-mile-wide comet is coming. He will show mercy because of prayers and repentance. And it may very well be a warning shot for the one heaven is silent for half an hour. There's a huge difference between a comet glancing off the planet, ripping through the water and land with a tail of fire and gases, and continuing on out. And a comet that size hitting the Earth square with a total 90-degree impact. That is an extinction-level event. But this comet is not. So as usual, guys, I'm being totally honest and blunt with you. I struggle just like anyone else. I'm weaker than most. And I know I'm more flighty and distracted and easily provoked. So if you have any problems with these faults, oh, good news. The Lord can still use you, and you're rapture bound. So here's that video again. The peace that passes all understanding, the peace of Jesus, be with all of you heart dwellers. I want to share with all of you part of the reading He gave me today from the Rapture Was Real book that we put out. The page I opened to was 205, which is under the Great Revival After the Rapture, April 6, 2015. I will be seen during the rapture. I will not set foot on the earth. Miami is no different than the World War II wars and rumors of wars. Because of the increase of knowledge, the damage inflicted will be far beyond and more confusing, disorienting, and devastating than ever before. For that reason, it will be an hour when I am least expected. You see, with all the moons and feasts, I'm expected. That should alert you right away that it can't be on a feast day because you were expecting me. Does it not say that when I am least expected, I will come? That was meant to be a hint. Okay, now that contradicts what people will say about knowing the appointed times. Sorry. Oh Lord, You are indeed sovereign. I will indeed do things at the appointed time, but I made it a point to exclude the rapture. So why are You looking to appointed times? I guess because it makes sense. Exactly. And I've already inferred that it would make no sense. So relax and stop trying to second-guess me. I already gave you a very firm indicator. Rest in this, Claire. Please do not sow confusion. Hold to what I gave you years and years ago. Rest in this. Stop looking to guess what makes the most sense. You are all wearing yourselves out trying to resolve this issue, using the stars, the moon, and the appointed times as your plumb line. Oh, Lord. I was just thinking at that point, boy, I must really be a false prophet. He said, he answered me without me saying anything, you are not a false prophet. I like what you call yourself, my bride. And does not the groom entrust his lady with his secrets? After reading this and during worship, I couldn't take the music. It was just too distracting and too noisy. And I felt that I must seek out his presence and comfort him. I felt him all day today, but I really especially wanted to really be with him, with all of my attention focused on him. Ezekiel and I have been feeling snippets of sorrow from his heart, and tonight all I cared to do was hold and comfort him. There are times in our lives and the lives of others when words are not necessary. Just a hug and comfort is all that can be given. Oh, Lord, tonight I felt such sick pain in your heart. And it occurred to me, you have said about the timing of the rapture, you are extending the time in tiny increments. And then you explained to me that that means by minutes. That being the case, at every moment you must reevaluate and make a decision. Every moment of every soul on the face of the earth, and make a decision in that moment whether to go forward to the eventual death of millions or whether to wait. Oh, how painful that must be. Jesus began, it is still my Father who makes the choice, Claire. He is the one who must reevaluate moment by moment as I stand in the gap. But my heart is heavy with sorrow. What you have seen glimpses of in Pam's dream by the ocean in California is the devastation of my heart when it finally all comes down. And for those of you who don't know about that vision, here I believe he's talking about the beach scene where his heart was so crushed by all the deaths and the Father is comforting him there by his side. Oh, how shall we ever understand these things? The Trinity is so immense and yet so personal. The Lord continued, I brought up the timing of the rapture again because it bears repeating, so that my bride can stand steady as she goes while this fight for lives is going on. You were correct in your observation that I am trying to get as many saved as possibly can before the horrendous events, so they will come to me and forever be in my presence. Although these events with ISIS have driven people from their homes, the devils could not foresee the movement of my spirit in these camps to bring them to me. It is, as always, what was meant for evil, I have turned to good. I know and feel the anxiety all my brides are experiencing right now. I especially know the increase in pressure from evil forces. It is as though we are all walking on pins and needles through a sea of darkness, and I am sorry it's this way for the time being, but even that you may offer to me as a fast offering for the souls yet numbered that I am drawing in. When it finally happens, it will be a surprise to all. My word on this will not fail or return to me void. What you and the earth are now all experiencing are the birth pains. You are in labor with me for my children. Events will happen in rapid fire succession. The Dome of the Rock, the invasion of Israel, exchange of nuclear bombs, the invasion of America. The final straw will be Miami and the other locations mixing all of these together, plus the renewed efforts of CERN. All of this together will put the Earth in the path of this comet, which was foreseen by John. But because of the prayers of the faithful ones, up until this hour, it will glance off this planet and keep going. This you may share with all that prayed. You have moved on my heart. And indeed, our Father has heard and responded with mercy. It was going to be much, much worse. That is an important bit of news for those who have been expecting the worst. This is the heart of my message tonight. Mercy has been shown. I give you my peace and my strength now, and I bless you, my bride and my children. Know that your prayers stir the heart of my Father and will bring yet more mercies. Continue to pray for the world.